Today is Nolan Ryan's 58th birthday. It's crazy to me that he's 58 because it seems like he was just pitching about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, doesn't it?
I know.
It seems like he didn't retire that long ago, but then when you considered he pitched till he's 46, I think it was.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing that he is now 58. We saw him not long ago at a Special Olympics event.
Yeah, he's doing great.
And so I'm sure he'll remember us if we give him a call. So let's give Nolan Ryan a call. He's now living in Round Rock. They moved the family from Alvin to Round Rock, so we're calling him at his new home in Round Rock.
Ryan Express household.
Yeah, is Nolan there?
Speaking.
Hey, Nolan, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. Turning a little bit older.
Yeah.
That's why we called. We wanted to wish you a happy 58th birthday.
Yes.
I appreciate that, George.
Yeah, this is Craig.
That was Craig, but I wish you a happy birthday, too.
Just polishing off my breakfast here.
Yeah, what'd you have?
Ruth got up early and fixed me some possum pancakes.
Hmm.
Little Advil syrup on top.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
Very weird.
Had some rabbit grits. Some bird sausage.
Yeah.
Bird sausage.
And some new potatoes.
Oh, okay.
Spelled G-N-U. And for dessert, I drank buffalo blood and ate the creamy underbelly of an undersized Komodo dragon.
Boy, you sound like really you are more down home than ever and still cooking and killing your own food, huh?
Well, as a black say, I'm keeping it real.
Well, what else you been doing besides cooking and eating?
Yeah, it's pretty sad growing old.
Yeah?
Yeah. Getting too old to scuttle up a hackberry after a treed coon.
Yeah?
Yep.
No. Can't really stand stud anymore, what with my back and all. Plus, Ruth is 117 come March, so.
No, she's not that old. She's about your age.
Yeah, you'll hear my knees creak if you catch me down by the creek drinking water out of my hat.
You still do that? You're worth millions. Why don't you get some bottled water?
I haven't moved my bowels since my fifth no-hitter.
Oh, my gosh, Nolan.
Pray for me.
Very dangerous.
Well, the snow monkeys threw a big party for me.
Oh, they did?
The snow monkeys.
And Nolan Ryan's been in this big battle with the snow monkeys for the last decade.
Yeah, they invited me into the barn and lured me into a false sense of security.
Uh-huh. Right.
Then they festooned me with crepe paper until my range of motion was limited. And that's when they belted me with her own monkey dung.
Oh, no.
Those dang snow monkeys.
No wonder you want to eradicate the state of snow monkeys.
And when I began crying at their heartless dung flinging, they took my ears and tied them in a knot in front of my eyes.
How is that possible?
Made my eyes go all googly in circles. Hey, you guys coming to my party?
When is it?
Oh, somewhere around spring when it warms up. I don't know.
Where is it?
It's down at that cabin down by Dealey Plaza.
Oh, that one has been there since like the 1850s?
The oldest building in Dallas.
Brown cabin, yeah.
It's the only place I felt comfortable in Dallas.
So that's where you stay when you come to town?
Well, I'm staying there right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I already got a hog on the spit right now, getting ready for the party. Waiting for it to warm up. I got my butter beans going out there in the North 40.
Yeah.
Growing some big old tomatoes.
I didn't know you could farm in downtown Dallas, and I didn't know you could stay in that cabin either.
Oh, yeah. It's dangerous out there. I strangled a possum that snuck up in my sleeping bag last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Gave
strangled
old
him until his eyes bugged out, and I just bit them off.
Gave him the Robin Ventura treatment.
Yeah.
Well, you got to stand out with all your get up down there in downtown Dallas, I would think.
Well, I think everyone thinks somebody's doing some performance art or something. They just look at me.
Yeah.
This pioneer living in that cabin.
They don't realize it's one of the greatest pitchers of all time?
No, I guess not. Hmm. I'm thinking about heading up there to that school book
depository.
Depository.
See if I can squeeze off 3 rounds in 8 seconds with a musket.
Oh, God.
Of course, it's a flintlock, so it takes a while to pack that thing. Yeah.
That would be tough
to
do.
I'm betting against you there.
See if I can't kill me some purple back grackles. They make a pretty good stew.
Do they?
Hey, listen, fellas, I got to go.
All right.
A snow monkey just jumped up my ass.
Okay, well, you better get him.
All right.
See ya.
Nolan Ryan on his 58th birthday here on the Dunham Miller Show.